All right, we'll open the Bible, please, to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, we're deviating a little bit. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians, but not as we normally were. Jesus was talking to his disciples. They were wanting to know where everything was and what was going on. Jesus had told them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. So, here's where it goes, in chapter 16, and beginning in verse 16. Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but by my Father who is in heaven." Here's the key verse. "I tell you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus is talking to Simon Peter, and he's using such an exaggeration, because in the Greek, he's telling Peter, "You're a stone, but I'm going to build on a rock." What was the rock? The church. Let me tell you, whether you're watching or whether you're here in person, the church is God's idea, built on the foundation of faith in Jesus Christ. He said, "Upon this rock, upon this foundation stone of faith and confession that I am the Son of God, then upon that confession of faith, I will build my church." And guess what? He's been building his church ever since. The foundation is Jesus himself. I want you to look over in Ephesians for a moment. Ephesians. Right after Galatians. Right before Philippians. Need trouble help remembering it? It's General Electric Power Company. GEP. Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Just use their first initial. That's old, but it works. And chapter 5, please. 23. Listen to it. He's talking about submit ourselves to everybody. Let me see. Husband is the head of the wife. Period. Last set. Is that how your Bible reads? Just no, it doesn't read. For the husband is the wife, even as is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its savior. Now, submits to Christ, also in every husband. Husbands, love your wives of the church and for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her. Now, this her is the church, right? Mm-hmm. By the washing of the water of water with the word, so that he sent the church to himself, any such thing, that she, the church, may be holy and without blemish. Now, of the church. Jesus Christ, the church, are those who believe him. Now, that's not just talking about today. That's not just talking about today. Let me give you some figures right quick. Barna. There it is. Nope. Ah, there he is. Barna. He was talking about the American church, a worldwide church. He was talking about those in America. They surveyed 3,000 believers, and they found that they would be, in the coming years, after this COVID, more church hopping than ever before. Mm-hmm. They're trying to find something that is them. Churchgoers value church attendance. Come, you understand, you are a leader, folks. at least to look each other in the eye now that we can't also stop picking masks. But 60% see they enjoy coming to church. Churchgoers experience very positive moments. Our generation, not just the millennials, but others, unfortunately, has lost the desire for church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder why. I have an idea. We're so punctured. We had attendance to church all blase, and we need to start shit-handings all over the place. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about church ought to be so infused in the Spirit of God and so motivated by worship that being here fills that excitement. As Barna said, he quoted, "When famine, the Word of God." A lot of people get up, defecate, and go on and on and on about the latest book or the latest trend, the latest cultural anomaly. I appreciate us who stand in this pulpit. We serve God. I am. We expository, we're story and preaching. Victor doesn't say it's very important. He's kind of like, he's on the all time he preaches. He kind of brings me conviction. But that's okay. Wrong. But the Word of God has got to be primary in the church. And what the Word of God says, do not Ford the church, we would drive a Ford. The church. What the Bible says is worship in spirit and truth. The Bible says that come together. Hebrews says forsake the assembling of us together. Now there are states who churches gather together. We have a big enough floor plan here. We can probably see barely we still maintain distance. We got an old idea. We're actually in the building and maintain distance right now. People spread over their family groups and there's not a thing wrong with that. But the world says that we gather together.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, we are seeing abundance, me-centered worship. What's in it for me? Sorry, folks. Just a minute. I'm sorry, I'm on roads. Forgive me. It'll open up these upper lungs and in here I go, now I know that's what it is, but that's what it is. Let's look at the pro-life church for a moment. In the of Nepal, a Christian named Pujo Sakai. His mother had a terrible back disease. She had both upper and lower. She couldn't walk. So he got together with some Christian friends and started praying for her healing. Now, I know that my marriage, we're not into that kind of a healing service, but it was a prayer service where he was. They started praying for her, her husband, the mother's name was Jay, her husband, and he kind of disappeared. He just ignored her. The son kept praying that God would work a miracle. During the praying, Gita stood, she kicked with her left foot, which she had not been moved. Then her right. Then she started walking. They started shouting, and God put his priest in. He took her into the bedroom. He thought somebody was injuring her, but there were no scars. He had healed her. And she gave praise to God and became a Christian. He looked at her. And I'm so sorry. And after he had looked at her and the son, that's the sign. How is your walk? He said, she's walking by the power of Jesus Christ. And more. So he did, all of a sudden, he, the Buddhist priest, became a Christian. Let me get this. I think I've got their tears. It's been written by Tom Joanne Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. It's called Women Risk. Agents of Jesus in the modern world. Not Nepal now, but in the Muslims, there's an astounding number of Muslim communities who are risking to make Jesus their Lord. These new believers are transforming the Middle East. Muslim women find Jesus and give their lives to him. They not only enjoy new freedom, but become an unstoppable force in the Muslim that is exploding. We don't see it in Europe as much. Though Belgium having Hungary is having a rival. I'm disappointed that our route goes from Hungary down to Romania. If we had to go to Marco, simply because the roots of those two countries. Because this happening to have a great 50th anniversary, we are. We're going to celebrate. And by now, we're going to really work. The matter in places of having a parish, learning that if I am tagging myself as a believer, and that tag may isolate my family from my work. But they're willing to make that commitment. Pastors today in the United States are lost because they have not obeyed a command from the governors of their state. But we come to a point, I'm going to tell you now, we are going to do some suffering for our faith. We don't know what it is, not in our little church, not in the church in America. We know persecution's like they see in Venezuela, like they see in some of these other South American countries where the gospel is free. The church is shouted up. But we avoid the power and blessing of God, and we've tied it to the ground. I want to stand up here and say to who watch you, they want to be here. I'm going to say that I understand. And you get a church where the youth department starts at 47. That's tough. We don't have young folks around. We older folks are susceptible. I already had the COVID by the grace of God. I had it very badly, but I got my shot. And my arm's tender. I've got 3 more weeks and I'm going to get the other shot, but I'm going to do it in my left. We'll get it on. So I'm going to be vaccinated. I'm going to heal COVID. And who knows what may happen at that point. But we're going to come for sure. We are going to have to give either what we've done. I will now second you with chapter 10. Go ahead today. 2 Corinthians 3. I have this on the screen. Put up there. 2 Corinthians 10:3, for though watch, we're not waging war according to the flesh. We believe that we are in a spiritual battle in America, and everybody nods their head. Yes, Rand, take that off. I don't want to get to not fighting against flesh and blood, all quotations. But here, the weapons of our life, notice the contrast, not but have divine power to destroy. Stronghold. King James, they're not carnal, but it does not contrast carnal. No, it's that of the flesh as opposed to divine power. We're in to the divine power. We're tapping in to the mighty, to the strongholds. Somehow miss that. I don't know how we think it. I'm going to say in verse 4, we destroy us and every lofty opinion against a captive to obey us. Listen, we are to obey Christ, and we are to confront to any idea that is false. If you hear Victor changing, the script says, get up and say, not that. We will not give up on the preaching of the Word of God. We're not going to do it. To hold that in captivity. Let me tell you, 2020, Americans bought 17 million guns. How many did we all need? 400 million somewhere. For every American, there's about 120 guns. Americans, 120 guns. For every 100 Americans, there are about 120 guns. many of those. It's a bunch of them. But I wanted to see what I could find. So I go into the normal places where one ammunition. I used to pay $20 a case 9-liter ammunition. They were $6. That's kind of like Kodak used to do. They'll give you the gun itself. Well, there's a problem with that. I'm not against guns. I own, let me make special. It fires 9-liter. I've got a Beretta 380. Back of my pants here. I have a double shotgun my dog had. And it's one of the cops. You put it up. It's a goose gun. And I've not given. I think I've not kept it from hitting a plane one day. It was so high. Well, that may be a question. But that thing will reach out and talk to me. We got guns. But I don't use them to go out and kill anyway. 22. Use that to take them home. We have them first. And Mama would cook them. We had the great frog. We'd have to cook them before Mom would cook them. And that became good. There are 10 ways. I'll go through the. That's going to allow us to have enough ammunition to gain, which is bigger than a pollute. We have, as a citywide influencer nation, we have an opportunity to gain greater than we have a potential to lose. And that means that there's a time in history where you have to have a change. See, people are saying all over the place now, churches, no, it's not dead. Pay attention. Church was not idea. Whose idea was it? Jesus. He said upon this rock, church, the foundation of the church. For the church would make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all of you and behold you always. There is a potential growth. The model, more than the mission, to die. Already one church stand die because they run model more than the mission. Yet they not do. And it's obvious. Frustration of what I'm saying. The mission to go from A to B this world was a horse and buggy. Right? We got on a horse, so we got in buggy, all the model change. You turned from a model T. The mission here to here, but the method we use changed. The car, the jetpack, and all of these worlds that changed, but the method did not. The mission was to go from point A to B in publishing and music and photography. There was a time when the mission was to hear a good southern music. Tchaikovsky dropped Litova. The mission was to hear it. Changed from phonograph to stereo to cassette tape to CD. That's changed. It's stream. The mission is to hear. The methods have they changed with generation, the technology. What is our mission? Supremely, that's number one. Our mission is to everyone in our realm of influence. It's a gospel. We're not so messy. And he used to do that has worked for as long as he's been around. He's now dead, but that's what grew the church. Not Baptist church, all churches. They all follow Flake's formula. You've got that you've got to have enough activity. You've got to have a process whereby they learn the gospel. And that was called Sunday. We used to have Sunday night church, and that was different. We used to have Wednesday night church, and that was different. And now, all of a sudden, we have the what? Great Christ. We used to show innovation around the mission. We always beat those people. And Apple and Samsung have the mission. In their units after the people. Kodak did not change. I may still have a Polaroid hidden in it. Makes any money as these young up the guys want everybody to have a camera table. But amazing folks don't use it. I did a wedding over in Texas, and She had these little cameras all on the table. And she said, pictures developing, and they'll send me pictures. Guess what? 25 cameras she for use. Everybody now got a cell phone. We don't bring albums of pictures. We have pictures on her phone right now. It feels 20 or and I think three pictures. Maybe more than that, but most of them, maybe less. Yeah, keep me straight. Listen, we need to remember that every time is the place for sharing the gospel. Mission. That wherever you're seeming that cannot be moved, let's have grace whereby we may worship notably with reverence and with fear. Verse 12. Honesty of this is horrible. Cover of his sin shall I gave Friday and I said, number one, remember, private rarely stays private. We heard last week of Robbie, who was one of the greatest apologists we'd ever seen. Girls and women came out and said that he had molested them, he had abused them, and I was brokenhearted till I read the report. And then, everything did. That's what they come out. And if you think you hide behind an anonymous photos on your computer, you can. I said that sin private will soon will not stay. Secondly, God can give sin. I agree, you agree? Amen, yes. But God will not reward sin. Think of that. He will sin, but he will reward it. We preached on that 2 weeks ago, right? The seed of Christ. There's no other foundation laid except the foundation of Jesus Christ. And every man's work shall be tested of what sort it is. Gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or stubble. That, what we think is good, is going to be burned up. The only thing that's going to last. I know that in our particular persuasion, we don't have a congregation. And that's not to say not good sick. Just to say, and I can remember my tremendously singing. One exception was in Ely Baptist Church in Missouri when we had the Tri-City Cat and the lead singer, and he could coax it out of him. He would look at him, "You're not singing, Teddy. You better stop singing, Teddy. You better sing." And then over again. And you weren't singing, if you move your mouth anyway, you're singing. So, thou art holy. All the instances of Ely. The Psalms are the arsenal and hymnal of God. Hospitality, community, education. These are things that are going to have to be in the church. Debt-free. We need to be that real chapter. Honestly, don't go a day without laughter. Even last night, there was tape on of one of the comments we recorded, and we've been watching the feud all day. That's what Jesus has. Oh, boy, refreshing moment. And Julie, I got so depressed. Wait, family view, probably a little bit of that. How can I look better in the morning? That's just fun. God, that on first. Joviality, cheerfulness, and laughter. Listen to what Nehemiah said. He said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them for his prepared. This day is holy to the Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is, that was it. It just blessed my heart this morning when that little old skinny good-looking boy came in and grabbed a donut. How long has it been since you had a donut? Yeah. Now, more so, she didn't tell me they've been at poundage because they had to eat faster. Work. Tell stories. Tell your grandkids stories. May I tell that the innovative in our model, we're going to have to change. I want to say this. Church will always have a place in that. Always. It doesn't whether it's by a river where Paul met Lydia, or where it's on the Isle of Patmos where John was alone, and he said, I was in the Spirit today. And God showed me. Revelation. The church will also gather. If you think that Christians are going to be gathering, that's just not always gathering. And we're going to continue gathering. We're going to see this building with more people in it soon. You say, is COVID going away? Is that your back going to make COVID go away? No, it's not going to make it go away. We're going to take precautions. We're going to do our sanitizing of our hands. We're going to come together. We're going to work real hard at our after-church Bible studies. I know both of our teachers are out, but we've got others who can't teach. Thursday, still meeting on Thursday at 7 o'clock on the outside. And what are you going through?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Oh, you get lost in this, Jeremiah. He's not chronological.
No.
But he writes practically. A lot of Christianity will push, but selfless Christianity will also start. We're seeing people now who are walking from those charlatans, and they're coming back to the true church. They're coming back to faith. Selfless discipleship is about to emerge. Sundays will be more than more about what we can give than get. Attendance will no longer have engagement. Folks, engagement. I need to shut up. We have the Lord's Supper, but before we do, I want to show you, I want to tell you that the state of our church is good. We've had a little bit of a financial setback because we've got it had to be paid into new doors. Our bank has dropped a little bit. But I am confident that God's going to be pressing upon our people to be faithful. And you can electronic mail it in to us here at the church. You mail it to Mike. It's in the bulletin. Don't give up on your kindergarten faith. We were taught as children, tenth of a goat. And back then, that was a lot of money. We complete sodium. We could get into 50. We could take our date, go to a chicken fried steak, and fries and drink old iced tea, go to the movie left over to put 2 gallons of gas. That was a lot of money. Now we go out, dropping $50 here, $50 there. It's just terrible.
All right.
Yeah. For those of you who you see, wait. To this. This is a song Gloria Gaynor wrote some years back. And it's called Let the Church Be the Church. Let the people rejoice. For we've settled the question. Okay. We've made our choice. Let the anthem ring out. Songs of victory swell.
People. We've said
stop. So it's all click. Just anyone click anywhere below that stopper. Stop light. Oh. Sure. Yes. Wow, what a voice.